prepare for a truth revolution.
Actually, you can't prove God exists.
Questioning tradition, because what you've been taught isn't always true.
The truth will set you free. Good morning, it is Truth Revolution. I'm Dave, and with me is Pastor Jeff of Revolution Church.
And this morning we're talking about ghosts and mediums, psychics.
I just had a chill go down my spine.
No, that was me. I just patted you on the back.
Oh.
So anyway, we are talking about these things. Are they real? What's up? What is the deal with these things?
What's on the other side, which is what we've been talking about for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, and normally we talk about proof for God's existence. We talk about how do we know God's real? How do we know Jesus rose from the dead? Can you trust the Bible? Is it historically accurate?
Right.
We use math. We use science. But for these few weeks during the month of October, because it's Halloween.
Because it is a spooky month.
We're talking about all kinds of things. Next week, we're talking about near-death experiences.
Right on.
And but today, we're talking about ghosts and mediums. There was a youth pastor at a church my family used to go to in Minnesota. And when this youth pastor was in college, a bunch of friends of his were using a Ouija board.
Oh, okay.
And they started messing with it, and they came down to his room and said, "Hey, man, you got to check this out. This thing's giving us the right answers and everything. It's amazing."
Great.
And he said, No. I'm a Christian. You know, I don't want to mess with that stuff." And they really kept talking to him, and so he went over there, and as soon as it got over there, it started doing all weird stuff. It just stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "It stopped working. What's going on?" And he left, and I guess it started working again. He came back, and it stopped working. And they're like, "Man, what is going on?" And they asked the Ouija board what was wrong, and it said, "Van." And everybody look at Keith, this guy, and they're like, "What's the deal with this, man? This thing's just..." So they just put it away. They just forgot about it. What nobody knew was that Keith's first name was Van.
Really?
Really. Now, that's not proof that the Ouija board's real, but...
Well, you know, when I was young, the Ouija board had... I was in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Ouija board had gained in popularity, and my mom and my sisters and their friends and stuff, they'd come over, and it'd be a big thing. They'd turn down the lights, turn up the candles, and it'd just be a really spooky thing. And I tell you what, more than once... They were freaked out by this thing, so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you never know. What is that? What is the Ouija board? Mm-hmm. Are there demons that are involved in this? Is it magic? What? My mom had a guy read her palm once, and he read her palm and said that she would remarry before having children. And she said, well, I would never divorce. And the palm reader said, "Well, it didn't say divorce. It might be death."
No.
Well, she became a Christian, and her marriage was really, really shaky when she became a Christian.
Uh-huh.
And she was worried about that. I mean, that stuck in her head. And so she told a pastor at her church about it, and they had a discussion. But you know what? I'm proof that palm reading is not real, because I was born, and she did not get remarried before I was born.
Well, would you say that that demons maybe engage in spiritual terrorism?
Well... Sure.
Okay.
One of their primary goals is to mess with your mind.
Right.
Is to scare you, to get you focused on things other than God and what is right. Mm-hmm.
And the Ouija board thing is also, I mean, let's face it, when you call in spirits, I mean, they're not going to ignore you. Now we got better things to do.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, this is really messing with stuff you don't want to mess with.
Right.
But the question is, what's going on here? Look, what we always want to do is take Scripture, take the Bible, and use that as our primary source for information.
Okay,
we've shared a couple stories here, but experiences are subjective by nature.
Definitely.
We can't say, "Hey, I had an experience, therefore absolutely I know for sure what's going on." You know, there are a lot of people who claim, "Hey, I saw an alien the other day. I saw it. I for real saw this UFO. It was an alien ship," and you find out, no, it was a weather balloon.
Right.
You know, and so your experiences have to be tested in light of something concrete, and that concrete thing is the Bible. And let's just list some miscellaneous facts that the Bible makes absolutely clear so that we can get those things out of the way.
Okay,
all right?
Let's do it.
Number one, dead humans are not ghosts. Okay?
Dead humans are not ghosts.
Yes. If you think you've seen a ghost, it is not a dead human. 2 Corinthians 5 says this: "We are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and we prefer to be away from the body and home with the Lord. This is telling us absolutely clearly, it's one or the other. You're either in your body, you're living your physical life, and you're here on earth, or you're dead, and you're with God in some manner. That's it. You're not. You can't be dead and wandering out on earth.
Okay.
That doesn't happen.
Okay.
Number two, only die once, and only God can bring you back.
Right. The Bible says it is for man to die once and then the judgment.
That's right.
Okay.
Furthermore, Luke 16, between us and you, talking about, let me read this. Between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor anyone can cross over from there to us. Okay, I mean, once you have died, you can't, if you're in hell, you can't go to heaven. Right. If you're in hell, you can't go back to earth. If you're in heaven, you can't go back to earth. If you're in heaven, you can't go back to over to hell. Wherever you are, it is fixed. There is a chasm that separates everybody. Only God can bring people back if he chooses to. But really, I mean, this also tells number three, it's impossible to contact the dead. Psychics are not contacting the dead. Mediums are not contacting the dead.
Okay. Do you think that that maybe a lot of the mediums are charlatans? Or could it be that they're contacting something else?
Both, okay. In my opinion. I mean, there are probably some absolutely real experiences out there, but they're not talking to dead people. They're probably speaking with demons, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that later, but they're not talking to dead people. Now, there's a lot of charlatans out there, a lot of fakes and phonies, right. And you know, if you just go on YouTube and type in, like, fake psychic or something like that, you know, you'll get a whole bunch of people who've debunked these things. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, people like don't even get me started on, like, Sylvia Brown. Actually, we're going to talk about her in just a few minutes. All right.
You spoke a couple seconds ago about, you know, contacting demons. And we did a show last week on demons. And let me tell you, I mean, if you didn't listen to that show, you need to go to the Truth Revolution website, listen to it, because you don't want to mess with those nasty things.
You don't. And that's truthrevolution.tv. Yeah. So you can go there.
What did I say?
You said the website.
Oh.
Which is true. It is the website, truthrevolution.tv. Hey, also, that reminds me, we're doing Revolution Church this morning.
Yes.
At 10:15 a.m., so you are more than welcome to come on out. We are doing a series called Fail Men, and today we're talking about what happens when people fail you. Because people have failed me. Have they ever failed you?
Oh, definitely.
So we're talking about what happens.
I've failed me.
Yeah. Yeah. So what happens when other people fail you? That's what we're talking about this morning at Revolution Church. Come on out. It's 10:15 a.m. So anyway, most often real encounters with spirits are demonic in nature, and we just shouldn't be involved, period. Let me read you from the Bible. This is Acts 16. Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. Mm-hmm. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned around and said to her, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." And at that moment, the spirit left her. Right?
Okay.
This is obviously spirits can be in people. They can affect people. They can do amazing things. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this is normative. I don't think your neighbor's probably possessed.
Nowadays, I think her owners would probably attempt to sue Paul. Or, yeah.
Yeah, actually, they basically did. They ran him out of the city. They tried to get him killed. I mean,
Great. Yeah,
it was crazy. So, okay, but the question always comes up. What about Saul, Samuel, and the medium?
Uh-huh. There's the Witch of Endor.
Yeah, there's this story in the Bible where the King Saul wanted to conjure up the spirit of the prophet Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually happened. Let me read just a little bit to you. This is 1 Samuel 28. Saul had made made psychics illegal.
Right.
Mediums illegal.
Basically ran him out of town.
Right. So verse 8 says, "So Saul disguised himself, putting on other clothes, and at night he went with two men to the woman. Consult a spirit for me, he said, and bring one up so that bring the one I name up. The woman said to him, 'Surely you know what Saul's done. He's cut off the mediums and spiritists from the land.' Saul swore to her, You will not be punished for this. The woman asked, "Who shall I bring up for you?" "Bring up Samuel," he said. When the woman saw Samuel, she cried out at the top of her voice and said to Saul, "Why have you deceived me?" King says to her, "Don't be afraid. What do you see?" And she says, "I see a spirit coming out of the ground." And they talk about what it is and how they know it's Samuel and all this. So what's going on here? Because this actually was the real prophet come back after the medium called him. What's going on here? I want you to recognize, when the woman saw Samuel, she screamed in fear.
Mm-hmm. Totally surprised.
She was not expecting to see Samuel. When she did, it freaked her out.
Uh-huh.
If the medium really was used to calling dead people up, she wouldn't have freaked out.
Right.
She'd be like, "Yep, normal day on the psychic farm.
Another day on the job." Right.
Right. There's many different ways to translate the Hebrew word there. The two real thoughts are, one, she screamed, and two, she yelled, "Why did you lie to me?" And so she was basically scared. Yeah, she put it together. She knew what was going on. This is not cool. So the point here is that the ghost phenomenon is experience-based. If we're going to make claims, we have to back up those claims with facts. Now, I have something here, a clip of Sylvia Brown. And I want you, because so many people trust and believe Sylvia Brown, I just want you to listen to what she says in this clip. It is.
Please welcome Michael to the show. Michael. Michael and his wife, Kathy. You had a question for Sylvia about your daughter, Michelle?
My daughter, Michelle, was 17 years old. She'll be gone 5 years, the 21st of this year. Sylvia, I don't know how she died. Please, if you can, how did she die?
She was shot.
Circumstances around her death?
She just collapsed in her room. I don't know, but something looks like it hit the chest. Because it looks like a combustion.
They found nothing on the autopsy.
I don't care, but it looks like something hit her in the chest.
Right. They did an autopsy. They did drug. You know, they do whatever
everything.
They do. It's just she was a healthy child, and
she was in her.
Just fell out in her
just
room.
Just went out
like a golf club's fall or whatever.
I know. Just went down.
Yeah.
I don't know, but there was something that hit her in the chest, I'm telling you.
Right.
Yeah. She just about pretty much got debunked right there.
She was shot. Actually, she collapsed and the autopsy found nothing. I don't care, she says.
Something hit her in the chest.
Maybe something got her in the chest. Something in the chest. Wow. Most psychics are frauds.
Mm-hmm.
And they make false predictions, and they fish for information.
Oh, definitely.
Here is some of Sylvia Brown's predictions for 2004, okay?
Okay.
I mean, we're talking, this is a long time ago, right?
Okay.
And she said, American troops will be pulled out of Iraq by June or July 2004.
Hmm.
Fail!
No kidding.
She only missed that one by like six or 7 years.
Wait a minute, did she say which troops, though?
Some. There's going to be at least one troop.
Right, there you go.
One guy. She said Osama bin Laden will be, quote, dead as a doornail in 2004. Mm. She missed that.
Yeah, definitely.
She said Martha Stewart will not go to jail.
Well, we all know what happened there.
Maybe it was the jail was so posh when she saw it in her mind and she thought it wasn't a jail.
She looks lovely in orange.
She said North Korea will launch nuclear weapons in 2004.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Missed that one.
Here are some other psychics and their predictions for 2005. One of them said Saddam Hussein will be assassinated in 2005. Fail.
Mm-hmm.
They said a public election in Iraq will result in the U.S. pulling out of troops by 2005. Fail. A massive earthquake will occur in the southwest U.S. in 2005. Fail.
Uh-huh.
The Giants will win the World Series against Cleveland in Game 7. Giants in Cleveland. Actually, the Chicago White Sox beat Houston Astros in Game 4. It wasn't even close.
Right.
Okay, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about why psychics seem so accurate on their own shows.
Okay.
What makes them look accurate, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to point it out. You're going to say, oh, that's how they do it. This is not impressive at all.
Right. So you too can go out and make money.
That's right. All you need is a major network TV show.
Uh-huh.
So, also, we're going to, I think we have a Bible contradiction and we have a question. Hopefully we can get to that. And, we'll check out on the other side of the break here. Check out our website, truthrevolution.tv.
You can donate. You can check out past shows.
And you can hit us up. Send in some questions.
Truth Revolution.
And we are back. Talking about the other side.
Yes, yeah, scary stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. we
are pointing out exactly why psychics seem so accurate. Now, we just gave a bunch of predictions that were false. We showed you a Sylvia Brown clip where she's obviously lying. She's just full of it. So don't believe that stuff. Did you know that, what's the name of that TV show? Jonathan Edwards, Crossing Over.
Crossing Over, yes.
When they tape, you know, Crossing Over, and you watch it, it seems like he is just, boom, dead on.
Oh, he is. And it's amazing when you watch it.
Each 30-minute episode of Crossing Over requires 6 hours of taping.
Wow.
That's it right there. Look, you sit me down in a room with someone for 6 hours, I'm going to make a couple correct predictions.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an audience there, you know, whatever, 100 people, and he stands there and he says these vague things until people are like, yeah, and then he starts to get a little more specific, a little bit more specific, mm-hmm. and if he's not accurate, they just cut it out. He's got 6 hours that he gets to try this stuff for.
That's insane.
Yeah, isn't that ridiculous?
That is. I mean, and you would think with as many people as been on his show that somebody would have said something.
He is a fraud. He's a fraud. That's it. And, you know, I mean, even if they didn't tape for 6 hours, let's just say they only taped for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I could do the very same thing. You know, I mean, you get a room full of 100 people and you say, there is someone here who's, you know, recently found out you had cancer, or a family member recently found out. I mean, come on. Out of 100 people, how many of them mm-hmm. have cancer or found out that a relative has cancer?
Oh, yeah.
Probably 30 of them. I mean, it's...
Right.
I mean,
there's at least one person in this room that has experienced a family member that
sure,
has
there's only three of us in here. I'll just say, hey, you know, I'm just sensing cancer. Is anyone in here... You?
No, my sister.
Your sister had cancer. Mm-hmm. Okay. Was she had dark hair? I've seen something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, dark hair. And actually, I know your sister, so it's not very fair, but...
Right.
But you get the point. I mean, you can kind of just... one out of three, and I already is making correct predictions
right.
here. You know, and they get crowds of 100. It's just crazy the things that they do by suggestibility. We don't have time to go into it all today. There's a really good book by a guy named Hank Hanegraaff called Counterfeit Revival, where he goes into a lot of these faith healers and talks about how they basically just trick people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not real. It's just psychological foolery.
All right. Real quick, they got the Sunday horoscopes or mm-hmm. the horoscopes in the newspaper. Is that the same thing as the mediums and stuff? Or, I mean...
Well, it's not the same thing as a medium because you're not trying to contact the dead.
Right.
But it's basically trying to predict the future
uh-huh.
based on things that God doesn't want us to do. I mean, God speaks really strongly about trying to see the future
okay.
when it's not from Him. 1 Timothy 4 says, the Spirit clearly says that in later times some will abandon the faith, follow deceiving spirits, and things taught by demons.
Right.
You know, sometimes these people, these horoscopes, these mediums, aren't frauds. I think most of the time they are.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they aren't. They're actually contacting and working with demons, and people don't even realize it. 2 Corinthians 11 says, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light.
Right. And we spoke about that last week,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it's like, you know, Satan doesn't look bad.
No.
That's why we like sin.
Yeah. Char Margolis says, there are energies and spirits out there that do not wish us well and want to trick us. In some ways, I believe using psychic tools like Ouija boards can be as dangerous for kids as taking drugs.
Wow.
I thought that was an interesting quote.
That's a pretty harsh indictment.
Here's Dale Kakmarek. He's a paranormal investigator.
Mm-hmm.
Many violent, negative, and potentially dangerous conditions are present to those using the board. Even the psychics themselves say, you know, sometimes this stuff is dangerous.
Right.
I mean, they want people to do it. It's how they make their living. But then they actually say, but, you know, every now and then, something really bad does happen.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why. Because most of the time it's fraud, but every now and then there is a demon involved.
Right. You got that many doors open to the other side. Something's going to come through.
Yeah. I mean, we just don't mess with this stuff, okay? We just don't. The psychic view of the Bible and God is called esotericism. Esoteric is basically it's understood or by or meant only for the select few who have a special secret knowledge. And when you're pretending to be a psychic or a medium, you're pretending that you have this special secret knowledge. And guess what? About 2,000 years ago, there were false teachers called Gnostics who believed in secret knowledge.
Okay.
And they said they were Christians. But the Bible says, no, everybody has access to the same knowledge. Second Peter says, to those who through the righteousness of God, our Savior Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God. Look, he's saying our faith and our ability to know God is just as great and just as precious as the founders of Christianity. This is not a secret society. Psychics and mediums, the other side, this is not. These aren't secrets. The Bible lays it out. You want to know something? Look it up. Understand the Bible. This is not crazy secrecy. This is not, you know, all spooky music and candles. You don't have to do that. If you do, you may get yourself involved with demons. Or you may find yourself the butt end of a fraud.
Right.
You know, don't mess with stuff like that. So.
All right, hey, let's do a Bible contradiction.
Yes.
Bible contradiction.
That's where the clock is running, and I think we've pretty much debunked the whole thing. This one comes from the Thinking Atheist. Who did the angel speak to regarding the birth of Jesus? In Matthew 1:20, it says, "But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.'"
Okay.
So it says the angel appeared to Joseph there.
Yeah.
Luke 1, 26 through 28. "In the sixth month, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel said to her, went to her and said, 'Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you.' So the angel spoke to Mary."
Okay.
So the Thinking Atheist contends there's a contradiction here. First one, the angel spoke to Joseph. Second one, the angel spoke to Mary.
Come on.
Tell me what's going on here, Jeff.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Have they never seen a Christmas play? I don't know. Gosh.
I figured this would be kind of easy, but you know what? You never know, because these people put forth that this is a Bible contradiction. Let's debunk it.
Okay, one book says an angel went to Joseph. Another book says an angel went to Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a crazy theory for you.
Okay.
An angel went to Joseph and an angel went to Mary.
No, angels are mutually exclusive.
Once the angel visits one person, they're done.
Right.
That's it. Can't visit anymore. It's all over. I mean, obviously. I mean, it visited Mary and it visited Joseph. That's it.
Oh, come on. It's got to be more complicated than that.
Why? I don't understand why they think this is a contradiction.
I don't know.
Say, Jeff drove a car and his wife drove a minivan. Now, wait a minute there.
Right.
You said Jeff drove. He did.
You said his wife drove.
He did.
They can't both drive.
Yes, they can. Right. You know, it's the same thing.
And, you know, it seems like something that should be really simple. But, you know, if people are putting this stuff out on the internet, we need to make sure that we can give people a leg to stand on when they're looking at it.
Right. Well, and you know, I didn't mean to make fun of it like that. I did, but we see things like this and we think, oh, wow, the Bible really has a contradiction. Uh-huh. It only takes literally 10 seconds to think about it.
Right.
So, and that's the answer for a Bible contradiction.
Bible contradiction.
I kind of figured that would be the angle that you would come at this with. So.
Yeah. All right. Acts 19 says, "Many of those who believed now came and openly confessed their evil deeds. A number who had practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burned them publicly. When they calculated the value of the scrolls, the total came to 50,000 drachmas. In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power." A drachma was a day's wages.
Okay.
So 50,000 drachmas, that is 137 years worth of wages.
Woo! Wow.
Yeah, they abandoned this so-called secret knowledge. They abandoned sorcery and magicianship to follow God. That's what we need to do. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a follower of God, you use the Bible as the word of God. You let His Spirit inform you. And you do what He says, and it never, ever, the Bible never encourages us to be involved in mediums or psychics. In fact, it really says we shouldn't be involved in those things.
Right, and we've got one ambassador to the other side, and that is Jesus Himself.
That's right.
You know, God, and then the Holy Spirit. You know, so, I mean, why would we need anything else?
And we don't need anything else, mm-hmm. especially because we have the Word of God. We participate in the divine nature of God Himself, not by esoteric experiences, but by understanding the Word of God and His promises. It's not about contacting a medium. It's not about reading a horoscope. It's about understanding what the Bible has taught us.
Right.
What it's saying, and then following and basing our lives on that.
Right. And you can contact the other side every day just by speaking to God.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we have a lot of ways to talk to God, a lot of ways to really experience Him. One of those is Revolution Church. Mm-hmm. We're there because we want to have people have a revolution in their lives.
Right.
We want their souls to be completely turned around. And
definitely.
When they were not following God, we want them to follow God. When they were at one time contacting spirits and looking and being frauded or speaking to demons, we want them to follow Jesus now and hear what the Bible has to say. We want people who, you know, say they believe in God, but they haven't attended church in a long time to be able to come to church.
Right.
That's what we want. And so, you know, we are there for people who haven't always been in church. We're there for people who want to find a church, want to know the truth, but wouldn't
right.
necessarily feel comfortable in a church.
And perhaps you've been burned, you know, seeking the truth by man, but we're here to tell you that man will burn you from time to time.
Yeah, well, and in fact, that's what we're talking about today at Revolution. Mm-hmm. People will fail us. You know, sometimes psychics fail us. They say, hey, I'll tell you your future, and they're just ripping us off. Sometimes there's faith teachers, there's Christians who fail us.
Right.
They either wrong us or they say, hey, come to my healing seminar and I'll heal these people, and they're frauds, they're phonies. I can't speak about the motive of their heart. I don't know their heart. Maybe they're totally sincere, mm-hmm. but what they're doing isn't real.
Right.
They've learned these techniques to trick people, and you know, that's not what we want to be about.
Right.
We want to be about understanding what the Bible says, and then loving God and loving other people, because that's what God calls us to.
Right. Put your faith in God and love everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, not the other way around.
Jesus says the most important rule is to love God with mm-hmm. all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. And he said, but then he says, someone asked him, what's the most important rule? And he says, to love God with everything. Mm-hmm. And Jesus goes ahead and gives us the second rule. He says, but the second is just like it. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Love other people too. And so that's what our church is all about. We hey, come on down 10:15 a.m. this morning to Revolution Church.
About 16 minutes.
Yeah. Let us talk to you about fail man people. What happens when people fail you? Because people will fail you. And it hurts, doesn't it?
It does.
So, all right, next week we're talking about near-death experiences.
Ooh.
Are they real?
Right.
What does the Bible say about them? We got some really interesting story. 1,500 adults took a poll by Gallup. One third of them said they had a near-death experience.
Really?
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that next week. It's going to be interesting stuff. Go over to our website.
Uh-huh. Truthrevolution.tv.
Truthrevolution.tv. You can ask questions.
Uh-huh.
You can donate.
Mm-hmm.
You can view old shows.
There you go.
We got our ones about angels and demons up there. So check it out. Truthrevolution.tv. And come on over to Revolution Church.
And we'll see you next week.